Welcome to Be All You Are, a Midlife Awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill. And after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello, my beautiful friends. How are you? I'm so excited to be back with you this week for a solo episode of the podcast. This week, I am sharing a clip of a live workshop that I did a few weeks ago. It was called 2 weeks Notice. And this workshop was all about giving 2 weeks notice to what no longer serves you, to what is no longer in your highest interests, in serving your highest self, and it's just a heavy load that is holding you back from everything that you are meant to be and have and do. And then we talked about how to let go of the fears and face our fears so that we can let go of them. And that is what we're diving into in this session. So you are going to hear me walk through a 5-step process to zooming in on your fears so that you can zoom out on your life and realize that all the things that we worry about, not minimizing that they are worries, but that when we look at the grand scheme of our lives and the possibilities that are available to us, we don't want to look back one day and think, wow, I really played small. I really let those fears keep me in this little tiny box when I was meant to just blossom and grow and expand like the highest redwood tree. So I'm excited for you to listen in on this little clip of my workshop, 2 weeks Notice. You're also going to hear me talk more about the group program that I host with women. It's an ongoing program. It's 6 months long. And for those who had joined the workshop, there was special bonuses for them to sign up at a certain date. However, the enrollment for that program is open at any time. So if anything in this podcast episode calls to you, resonates with you, please book a call with me. I have the link to book that call with me right down here in the show notes. You can just scroll down, click, and book a call. It is a chance for us to chat, for me to hear about where you are in your life, for you to share what it is that you're longing for and what limits you'd like to push past. And then we can talk about if the program might be a right fit for you. Thank you so much for joining me for yet another week, and let's dive in. Of course, you feel this desire to transition, to pivot directions, to grow, to expand. You are changing, right? You're changing. You're still growing. Your circumstances are changing, right? Things around you are changing. You're learning about yourself. You're learning about who you are. You're learning about what is exciting to you and what isn't so exciting. You're learning about what's important to you. You're learning about what your values are with every day that goes by. So that desire to do something new or something different or something bigger is your soul wanting to express itself fully. This is completely natural. So what I want us to do is to learn to embrace that instead of judging it, instead of feeling like, oh my goodness, like what's wrong with me? Why aren't I happy with what I have? Why can't I just be grateful? I have a job. No, this is you wanting to evolve and fully express. So I know what some of you are probably thinking. It's like, yes, that's all great in theory, but what about all these things, like these real life things that are making things complicated or getting in the way, right? Maybe it's that you spent a lot of money on a degree, right? That maybe now you're like, I don't know if I want to do what I studied, but you spent money there. So there's kind of like feelings around that. Maybe it's like thinking about what your family or what your peers might think of you if you are to change direction or make a big decision. Maybe it's like, well, I can't just quit my job because I have bills to pay, right? What about the bills? And basically all of these fears are things that kind of stop us in our tracks, right? Right there, right then and there, we're stopped. So today we're going to look more closely at those things. We're going to look more closely at the things that stop us from moving forward. What we're going to do is we're going to define fear. We're going to look at all the different types of fear that we experience. And then I'm going to walk you through that five-step process that I mentioned that's going to help you face your fears and manage them head on. And as I said, this is an extremely valuable exercise that you can use at any time in your life. So I'm really, really excited to be sharing this with you today. And one of the things I want to say is that, like, obviously, we don't face our fears for the sake of facing fears, right? Like, otherwise, why would we do that? Like, let's just stay comfortable. Let's, like, not go there. The reason we want to face our fears is that there is something so much bigger for us on the other side of them. And that's the reason. And it's not just bigger in terms of material things, what we can have, but it's a becoming. It's who we become on the other side of our fear. We're going to explore that today. So let's first look at the definition of the word fear. And I like to define things because it just puts us all on the same page. This is what it is. So fear is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. So essentially, fear, when you break it down, is an unpleasant emotion. That's it. It's an unpleasant emotion. And yet we let it control our lives in so many ways. So I want to ask you now, what is your relationship with fear? It's kind of a funny question to ask, but like, how fearful do you think you are yourself at this stage in life on a scale of 1 to 10? So 1 is I'm extremely risk adverse, or no, it should probably be the opposite, right? So 10 is I'm extremely risk adverse. I'm extremely fearful. And I, you know, don't want to step out of my comfort zone. And 1 is like, fear, what's that? I just like go for it. I don't think twice. It's worth examining why we are more ready to take on fears in certain areas than in others. And I think like this process that I'm going to walk you through is going to be helpful there, but that is something worth examining. Why am I more fearful in certain areas than in others? So as humans, we obviously naturally have fears, right? It's built into our wiring and it's a protective mechanism. And there's a reason why it's there, you know, so that we wouldn't get eaten by saber-toothed tigers. And it serves a very real and important purpose. But I believe that over time, as life has gotten more comfortable for us in many ways, our relationship with fear and with taking risks, frankly, has become off balance. So we're going to look at the different common types of fear. So there's the conscious fears, which we're not really going to spend a lot of time on, or we will, but in certain areas, things like a fear of heights, fear of flying, those types of things are very conscious fears. But then there are unconscious fears, ones that kind of act like invisible barriers. And those are often the most insidious because they limit our potential without us even really realizing it. And so what I want us to do is I like to say that sometimes our fears are in this swirling dark cloud. And what I want us to do is extract them, both the conscious ones, the ones we know are holding us back, as well as the unconscious ones. So what are the most common fears that hold us back? The first one, and I want to see if you guys resonate with this, and also if there's any others that come up for you. So the first one is the fear of what others think. So this is about feeling worried about a fear of feeling separated, right? Separated from others, a feeling of not wanting to be abandoned by the pack, by the tribe, a loss of connection. Like, we have a real desire for belonging, right? And so the fear of what others think is a real fear. But again, we've taken this a little bit too far. How many people relate to this feeling of being afraid of what others think? You can just type a one in the chat if you can relate to that feeling. Yes, we've all been there. You know, I tell this funny story that, like, when I was leaving my last full-time role, I was moving into something so different. And for probably even a few months after I left and started kind of putting myself out there with the new things I was doing, I would be thinking about what my old boss, the CEO of the company that I worked for, what he was thinking about what I was doing. And I found that so strange, right? It's like, how is it that I'm worried about what this guy, who is really nothing to do with my life, right? And the direction that I'm headed in, why am I worrying about what he thinks? So it's a very real thing. Financial fears. That's, of course, another very real fear. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more too. And then finally, the fear of failure. How many of you can relate to this feeling of, what if I don't succeed? What if I fail? What will that, I'm afraid of that feeling. So these fears are ones that affect all of us. I think, like, for women especially, the fear of what others will think and the fear of failure. And I think in terms of failure, what we're really afraid of is, again, it's a little bit of what others will think, but it's also what we think about of ourselves, right? Because we tend to harshly judge ourselves. So we don't want to feel disapproval from anyone else. We don't want to feel our egos kind of getting dinged by this idea that something we tried didn't work out. You know, we don't want to feel any sense of being humiliated or embarrassed in any way, or feeling any sort of shame. And so then we tend to just avoid things that may lead us there. I want to ask you, what has fear stopped you from doing in the past? Because it's all well and good to say, okay, no, I'm not that afraid, or it's not really holding me back. But let's look back on your past. I want to hear from you what fear has stopped you from doing in the past. You could type it in the chat. Changing jobs, relationships. Yeah, absolutely. Leaving my job, starting my business, being vulnerable, financial fears. Yes. Okay. And how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the fact that fear is holding, has held you, or may still be in certain areas of your life holding you back in that way? How does it feel? Frustrating. Yeah. Kate, yes. Limiting. Ugh, I know. It sucks. Disempowering. Yes. Okay. So it feels like crappy, right? It feels crappy when we let fear stop us. And so I am just really excited for this session today. So now I want you to think about somebody that you admire. This could be anybody, like somebody in your personal life, or somebody, you know, beyond. Like, I put Marie Curie. I read a biography of Marie Curie, and she was just such an incredible woman, you know, not only in terms of what she did as a scientist, but also in her personal life. You know, she sort of had these romantic relationships, and her husband passed away, and she just kept going and had this perseverance. And so for me, that is somebody I really admire. And I would love to hear how of somebody that you admire in your own life, if you could pop that in the chat. So I think, like, when you look at the people that you admire, for whatever reason, what they all have in common is that they faced their fears, right? They face their fears. They continue to face their fears. They move on. They face them and move on. But what if they hadn't? What if they hadn't been willing to look at their fears and face them and then continue. And it's, I love that people are saying they're moms, because obviously it was just Mother's Day on Sunday. And, you know, my dad passed away when I was 20. And my mom was, I think, 50 at the time. And she suddenly had to take on so much, right? And I know that that could have gone many other ways. I have a very close friend whose father passed away when she was 20, and her mom fell apart. And she, as a young girl, had to figure things out for the whole family. She had to be resourceful, and she had to find ways to support her family. And in my case, my mom faced all her fears, and she took care of everything, even though she was not the main breadwinner. And she made it so that we were okay and that we could focus on our education and our young adulthood. And I just think, you know, what if she hadn't, right? And how would that have affected me? So I think there is something very powerful of following down the path of what life looks like when we face our fears and who we become when we're willing to do that versus when we choose not to. And you know, where that leads us. Because it's sort of this belief in what's on the other side of that fear. And that's likely what you're seeing in your other friends who are entrepreneurs and who are taking some of those risks. Okay, so how do we overcome our fears? And I've, you know, mentioned this a few times, but what we need to do is we need to come face to face with them. We need to zoom in on them. And I really just call this fear facing, right? Like zooming in on your fears, taking them, pulling them down from that dark cloud of swirling fears and looking at them one by one. Because when we let our fears swirl around in our minds unexamined and unanalyzed, we give them so much more power than they deserve. But when we choose to zoom right in on them and look at them up close, we can deconstruct them, we can dismantle them, we can come up with solutions and workarounds. And at the very least, we can explore solutions. We can like say, okay, well, what if I tried this? Or what if I did this? Or if in this case, what would happen? It gives you that opportunity to take a look at them instead of allowing them to act as a barrier to everything that you want. Right? Because that's what they are doing. They're acting as a barrier to everything that you want, even if what you want is to just feel more confident or more self-assured or whatever it is allowing those fears to act as a barrier that is holding you back from those things. So when we are brave enough to zoom in on our fears, we open the door to begin making decisions from the place of trust, from the place of belief in ourselves and faith in ourselves and in our soul's path. That's what happens when we are willing to zoom in on our fears. I know that you are all so resourceful and strong and capable, and you've shown that in your life over and over again in all your years up until now. But we don't give ourselves a chance to really show that to ourselves because we let fear play a bigger role than it should. So sometimes in our lives, we are forced to find those that ability to face fear within ourselves, right? Like it's like life forces you. It's not a question of like whether you are being invited to step forward or not. It's just like life says, nope, guess what? You have to face this fear whether you like it or not. And that's really what I experienced during my husband's illness, because over that 4-month intense period that he was sick and then over the 8-year period that he was not well, I literally had to face my worst fears over and over again, right? Like, is he going to die? And when is he going to die? And like, what is that going to look like? And how am I going to handle that? And what's going to happen to me on the other side of it? It's truly that I had to face those absolute worst fears. But what I realized through all that is that I can handle it, you know? And there's something extremely powerful in going through something like that and then coming out the other side and realizing that you can be okay and that you have the resources to support yourself through something like that, and that we're actually also inherently quite resilient and that we can handle a lot. But in this situation, I was forced to face that, right? I was forced to find that within myself. It's nothing I ever would have asked for. But what's interesting is that it didn't really make it any easier when I was thinking about leaving my job to do this work full time. And I remember my therapist saying to me at the time, do you remember what you went through? Do you remember all those years of what you went through? And now you don't think that you can figure this out? You don't think that you can handle this? And it was such a powerful reminder for me, like, yes, of course I can handle this, right? And I'm letting fear take a bigger role in this than I should. And we all have that in us. Just going to look at the chat, what you're saying, Natasha. Yeah, set up a healthy emergency fund. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right. That's right. It's like just being a little bit real about what the situation is. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a 5-step exercise now to face your fears. And I want you to continue with this evening, as we'll only be able to go so deep with it today. So I want to make sure that you sort of prioritize this evening, especially as it relates to your goal, your vision, or what you yesterday said you wanted to claim for yourself, right? Like what it is that you are envisioning for yourself. So the first part is, what exactly am I afraid of with respect to what I want? And I want you to write down the specifics in list form. So this isn't about like, writing huge paragraphs. It's like literally bullet points. It's like, what am I afraid of with respect to what I want? So it could be, I'm afraid of what my husband will think when I tell him I want to do this, or I'm afraid that I will spend money and it will go down the tubes. Like, I want you to like write down specifically what some of those are. And then give you a few seconds, and I would love if you could type some of them in the chat, because I want to use them as examples. Making a career transition that causes friction. Do you mean friction in your personal life, Sarah? Not sure I trust myself anymore to follow through. And the big one, I'm a senior now, can't afford much. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So what I want you to do is write down a long list. And I want you to kind of like spend a bit of time on this when you do it later, because I want you to like get beyond the surface level fears and go deeper, right? Like go deeper into it. It could be like, I don't want to, you know, maybe it's I've failed in the past and I don't want to add to my list of failures. Like just be real with yourself about what it is that you're truly afraid of. So then the second part, what I want you to do is I want you to review each item on that list, right? So I want you to look at them very closely. And I want you to ask yourself, how true is this? Or how probable is this result? So for example, if you're like saying I might lose all my money or whatever, I want you to ask yourself, like, how probable is it that you would put yourself in a situation where you would lose all your money? Or how true is it that, you know, you are not good enough, right? That like that is like your filter, your perception of something. But is there truth to that? I want you to do that for each of those things. So the first thing is, how probable is this result? And then the second thing is, how true is it? And then the third thing is, what are some possible solutions? So what are some possible solutions or responses to these fears? Yes, financially secure. Yes. So basically, you've written down what exactly you're afraid of, right? And then I want you to look at those things that you're afraid of. And I want you to ask yourself, how probable is this result? So how probable is it that brain fog is the reason that I fail, right? Like, what is the probability there? Because likely the probability isn't high. But if it's high, then you also know that that's like something that you need to address. And then the second important part is, what are some possible solutions? And obviously, without like sitting with you and going through your specific issues one by one, it's hard to kind of like make suggestions. But I think the idea here is to give focus time, focus attention to like, let me brainstorm some problem solving here. Let me brainstorm some solutions with the intention that there is one, that there is a solution to this, right? Like when we are forced to get resourceful, we get resourceful. So I'm creating a framework for you to force yourself to get a bit resourceful. So that's what number two is, okay? And then the step three is to ask yourself, if any of these things were to actually happen, what would I do? So this is like if you're afraid about losing your money or about like, you know, your relationship breaking up because you're wanting to pursue your soul's purpose. Say those are some of the things. If any of those things were to actually happen, and what I'm asking you to do here is to face your worst fear. I'm asking you to face your worst fear. What would I do? I'm thinking I don't need much financially to get things moving. Yes. Yes, exactly. So that's a bit of a solution. And sometimes the solution is a reframe, right? It's like, how can I look at this differently? Number three, the question was, if any of these things were to actually happen, what would I do? And this is me asking you to face your worst fear. Because when we're willing to face our worst fear, and again, the chances of that happening are likely slim, but then we know what like the worst case scenario that we're afraid of. And we've looked at that and we've actually even addressed what we might do in that case. And then the fourth question is, what could be on the other side of my fear? So, you know, as you've been all typing in the chat and sharing here, what could be on the other side of my fear? If I'm willing to find the solutions, face it, get creative, get resourceful, what could I experience on the other side? Yes. So Natasha, that's very, very true. And what you're saying about you're worried about losing your freedom, because I think we also tend to focus a lot on what we may lose. And this is why I'm asking you these questions around what could be on the other side of your fear, because I want us to now move and shift our attention to what we might gain. So it's funny because, you know, for me, I was in a role that was very well paid and I had a lot of disposable income and I could just not really think about it. And then I shifted into this unknown space, right? So for a time, I wasn't sure how things were going to pan out. There was a lot of unknowns. There was a lot of like, I don't know, like, will I fill this group and will I find clients? I don't know, right? I'm trying to build something new. And that's a very natural part of the process. And I remember thinking, so I'm moving into this unknown space and I'm letting go of that, like just a bit like this ability to spend and not think about it and buy things I like. But what I thought was interesting is that when I started doing work that really mattered to me and that was really purposeful, I actually didn't really have the desire to spend as much anymore. That desire kind of, you know, went away because I was being so fulfilled in other ways. So I think that is something interesting for you to explore, Natasha. And it's like, where else could being happier in your job lead you? So I want you guys to answer that question in the chat. What could be on the other side of your fear? If you were to face your fear, what could be on the other side? Contentment, deep love, abundance, security, peace, bliss, freedom. Yes, I love that one. That's the top of my list. Yes. Regain trust in myself. That's huge. Growth, more control, abundance, freedom. Yes, I love all these. This is what I have on my list. I have freedom and expansion and growth and fun and joy, peace, alignment, fulfillment, pride, stronger concept of self. I'm guessing that's what you mean. Ability to be where I really want to be. Yes. Purposeful. So the last question, so question number five of this five steps is, how will I feel at the end of my life if I allow fear to stop me? How will you feel at the end of your life if you let fear stop you? We'll always wonder what if, regret, disappointment, and sad. So Robin Sharma says that the fears we don't face become our limits. And this is why this whole session was focused on facing your fears, because those fears, when we aren't willing to look at them, they just become your limits. They stop you from growing. They stop you from expanding. They stop you from stepping into all you are. They stop you from going down this beautiful path of you don't know where, right? You don't know where that path will lead you. And one of the other things I want to give you in your homework today is to ask yourself again that question. What does my life look like in 10 years if I continue to make choices from a place of feeling small and safe and not wanting to rock the boat? And what does life look like when I take the opposite path of facing my fears? And I'm not asking you to be like, you know, I'm not asking you to take risks that will put you out on the street, right? I'm not asking you to do that, but I'm asking you to say, like, let me take a look at this fear and really, what is the level of risk that I'm really talking about here? And so that those fears in your mind don't become your limits. What do you think is the opposite of fear? Freedom, trust, confidence. Yeah, so you know what is amazing? These are all beautiful. The opposite of fear is actually knowledge and understanding. So yes, once we face our fears, we can get to all these things: love, surrender, faith, hope. Courage, yes, courage, authenticity. That is what happens when we can face our fears. But the opposite of fear actually is just simply knowledge and understanding. And so that five-step exercise that I led you through is about understanding what is actually happening, like what you're actually thinking about, what you're actually afraid of, and then gathering the knowledge you need to move past the fear. Right? Like, who do I need to talk to? How can I look at this differently? What is a potential solution? It's gathering the knowledge so that you can move past the fear. Yes, exactly. It's really about self-awareness. So when you feel fearful at any point, I want you to consider that a trigger to understand your fear, to actually kind of go deeper into it. And then to seek the knowledge to help you face it rather than just taking it at face value and letting it hold you back. And, you know, one of the things I think is so important about doing this work is that in the end, what we want to do is to embody it, right? Like, we can learn all this and it can all go into our mind, but then it's like, how do we live it? How do we live it and embody it? Because not only does that affect our lives, but it affects how we show up for other people in our lives, including our kids. So I love that. This is the kind of work, this sort of deep, like thoughtful work that is really asking you for a new level of awareness of yourself so that you can expand and grow and evolve into the full expression of you, right? That's what we're really doing here. And that is the kind of work that we do inside my 6-month program, Be All You Are. So I want to tell you a little bit about that. At the beginning of my program, we spend 45 minutes together, one-on-one. And what we do is we craft your authentic vision. And so this is the vision that you see for yourself over the next 1 to 2 years. It could include your business. It could include your relationships. It could include your career. Really, like, who you want to step into over the next year or two. And that's what we do. And then we set our sights there. And I basically ask you to sort of print this out and look at it every day. And through our 6 months together, we work through all the challenges, the real life challenges that come up as we work with the universe to create what we see in our minds for ourselves. And so as we're doing in this session, we work on deepening our self-awareness and the way we think about things and the limitations that we've really accepted without questioning them. And then we do a lot of fear facing. And through the 6 months, I ask you a lot of questions. Like, what if you doubted your limits? Instead of doubting yourself, what if you doubted your limits and thought, like, I like, instead of doubting what you think your ceiling is, doubt that you have a ceiling at all, right? And this is the sort of things that we talk about. We work through discomfort and the resistance that inevitably shows up as we step forward into something so much bigger than ourselves. And then we also come up with practical plans. You know, I have over 20 years of experience, both as an entrepreneur in the corporate world. I have my MBA. And so I bring all of that to the work that we do together to make your vision a reality and with accountability. So there's this wonderful community of women. There's this accountability of the group and of me as your mentor and as your guide. And so that we are checking in and seeing that you are making progress over the weeks, not just physical progress, but also in your own evolution, like noticing I responded differently to that than I would have in the past, or I felt afraid of something, but I was able to reframe it in a way that I haven't before. And we really try to notice those things so that we can expand on them. There are a lot of different coaching programs out there. You know, if you're there's business coaching and there's career coaching and then there's life coaching, but I really designed this program for your stage of life, for the challenges that are coming up. You know, Kirstie even talked about brain fog. If you're at a certain stage of life, you know that that's like, it's either coming or, you know, it might be in your future. But it's for the challenges that you are facing across life, right? Your relationships, your career, and career and work may be the driver. And I know that's where people are really focused. And that's definitely my expertise, but you will find yourself growing across all areas. You know, it will change and improve your relationships, will change how present you are in your life, because that's the emphasis that I put inside the program. Like, yes, we want to see external progress, right? And we want to be reaching our goals. But what matters is how we feel when we're doing it and who we become as we're doing it. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear. We need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.